What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
starting us off on another Throwback Thursday. Now that I think about it, every day around here is a throwback day. Today is a special throwback day because we're focusing on 1 year and 1 year only. And that year is 1968. And let's get it started with Can't Heat. We're going up the country.
Thank you.
This song was written with Aretha Franklin in mind, but Atlantic Records producer and co-owner Jerry Wexler heard the song and suggested it to Dusty Springfield. She took it to number 10 in the U.S.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
And speaking of Jerry Wexler, the first time he heard a demo of this song, he reportedly went as far as to call it psychedelic hogwash. Turns out Jerry wasn't always right. The single peaked at number 5 in the Billboard Hot 100 and was one of the most popular singles of 1968.
Thank you. It's the morning and just we two.
Status Quo have had over 60 chart hits in the UK, more than any other band in rock and roll history. Yes, even way more than the Beatles. 22 of those singles reached the top 10 in the UK, and 57 reached the top 40. But in America, they have had one, count it, one top 40 hit. That was this song, which peaked at number 12 in 1968. So we go from Status Quo to this, and I apologize. But this song did spend 5 weeks at number one in 1968, and was also number one on the country singles chart that year. Yes, it's a bit of a downer, but here we go. Hey, cue the choir.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad the first day that she planted it.
1968.
Remember how we laughed away the hours.
produced by Paul McCartney for Mary Hopkin. Here's another song by Paul McCartney, produced for the Beatles, and we're sending it out to Rose.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know I love you still?
Marty Morse, get on that bike, get your motor running. You were born to be wild.
Climb so high, I never wanna die. Born
Steppenwolf from 1968. You know, songs sometimes come from strange places. Tommy James was trying to record a song, and he was looking for a title. He said, I had the track done before I had the title. I wanted something catchy like Sloopy or Boney Maroney, but everything sounded so stupid. So I went out onto the terrace. I looked up, and I saw the Mutual of New York building, which has its initials illuminated in red at the top, M-O-N-Y. And I said, that's got to be it. This song was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love and was given to Danny Hutton's group Redwood, which would later become known as Three Dog Night. They recorded the song and then said to Brian, nah, we don't want it, you can have it back. So Brian said, I gave it to Carl to sing, and the Beach Boys took it to number 19. Thank you. Well, the time has come for me to get on out of here. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes today. Tomorrow, of course, is Rock and Roll Friday. Until tomorrow, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your hearts desire. Let's close out our look at 1968 with one of the great ones, a classic from the Chambers Brothers. Have a wonderful day.